Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We've pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life a little bit easier for you. It was a big week for David Attenborough as he marked his 100th birthday, but he also embarked on his toughest exploration yet, uncovering some rare breeds of politicians.
As I approach my 100th year on this spinning orb of a planet, I am continuously amazed by the variety of species that inhabit our Earth. Some of the most unusual creatures I have seen exist in a land of rolling hills and ancient traditions. Ireland. Here in the wilds of Kerry, there lives a creature known as the Healy Ray.
I will take care of that for you now.
With its distinctive flat-capped head and strange call, it exerts a control over other species in its ecosystem through a bizarre series of reciprocated favours.
Take this.
You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours.
Thank you very much.
There now.
Good man.
The Healy Ray is notable for its ability to oppose and support an idea simultaneously, thereby confusing predator and constituents alike. As we move further east and inland, we meet a creature who has managed to survive against all odds. This is the Lowry.
The Lowry is solitary and independent, but hugely resilient.
How are you?
It manages to fend off all kinds of threats to its territory, to which it gives its distinctive...
There we are.
Two fingers. Here, as always, it sits on top of the pole, surveying its territory.
As we move into urban areas, Ireland displays a panoply of colourful creatures. This is a grebe. It is thought to be the last of its species. Experts estimate that there used to be as many as 12 of them, but now there is only one. This one is called the Roderick.
Hello.
Hello, little one. Ireland is full of these exotic creatures, none more colourful than this one, the Shinner. As you can see, the Shinner is also green, but crucially, it can change colour at any moment.
I know.
Depending on which way the wind is blowing.
Maybe.
Sometimes the Shinner itself forgets which colour it is, leaving itself vulnerable to attack. All these creatures come together in a melting pot scientists call the Dawl. And although they spend most of their time in hibernation, they can travel to the Dawl as much as 3 times in 1 week, where they engage in their strange but timeless dance. Here, in this environment, the amazing thing is, although nothing ever seems to get done, these creatures still manage to survive. And indeed, thrive in Ireland.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
Not nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
The release of the 1926 census has really captured the imagination of amateur historians all over the country, including the Gift Grub Gang. Some familiar characters decided to trace their roots, uncover their past, and see exactly where they came from, with mixed results.
The census of 1926, made available to the public from the National Archives, reveals a very different Ireland, as some of the country's most famous names discover. Miriam O'Callaghan.
Oh my God, so this is my great-great-great-grandaunt?
Kathleen O'Callaghan, Ireland's first female journalist.
Oh my God, she has beautiful blonde hair. Yes. She looks very tired, Professor.
Well, you would too. She had 26 children.
Genuinely?
She covered the 1916 Rising.
No way.
Oh yes, way. She recorded an interview, as a matter of fact, on a primitive gramophone.
What?
With none other than Countess Markovitz. I have it here.
Oh my God, please.
isn't it? You know.
Countess Markovitz, you're so brave. Can I ask you?
Be quiet, you complete fool. Can't you see there's a rebellion going on? Ugh. Take that, you dirty... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Kathleen. Kathleen, have you been hit? Are you okay?
No, Countess. I'm grand. I think I just had another baby.
The census has revealed previously hidden histories to celebrities like Dermot Bannon.
So this would have been a distant cousin of mine, is that right? Theobald Bannon. He dabbled in architecture, would you believe?
Oh, wow, that's not surprising. Why is he wearing those stripy pyjamas?
Well, he was given life in prison, Dermot.
You're not serious?
Kilmainham Jail.
No way, really?
For what he did up in the Newgrange tombs.
Why? Well, what did he do?
He tried to put windows into the whole place.
Do you know, that is not a bad idea.
For some, the census is a revelation. Marty Morrissey.
So let me get this straight, Professor. This would be my great-grandfather?
That's right, Marty. He was called Martin.
Martin? He's pretty impressive, huh?
He was an actor.
Huh?
Went to Hollywood and all.
Huh?
Became one of the biggest sex symbols of the silent era.
Holy Moses!
Holy Moses, indeed. There was Rudolph Valentino, Casanova, and your great-grandfather, the great Martini. Here he is in action.
Look at the size of that sword!
They said he made love to over 1,000 women from Los Angeles to Louisiana.
That's catchy. What happened to him?
Well, he was a silent movie star of the 20s. When the talkies came in, it didn't work out.
Why not?
Well, we have his only talkie here.
Oh, the great Martini, where art thou?
How are you doing?
The census of 1926 sheds light on who we are and where we came from. Michael Flatley.
Safdie, sure and all it be cheeses, Professor. Me great-great-granddaddy, sure we all know his name was Benny Bill Flatley. He was a tinker out of Claremorris, be gobs. Hadn't two crew beans to rub together.
No, that's not what it says here, Michael.
Huh?
Says here he was from England.
Ah, be gobs and a trout in the pot, a sassenach be Jesus. Even better, the English tinkers were even poorer. Divil a bit, not two crew beans. I remember him well, he was...
No, he was far from poor.
Huh?
His name was Benjamin William Flatley, Lord Flatley of Hampstead.
You're pulling me all shillelagh, Professor. Benny Bill Flatley, the dancing tinker out of Mayo. Sure wasn't
I doubt he was doing any dancing, sure. He lost both his legs in World War I fighting for England.
Abby Jesus, I don't want this leaving the building. Me credibility will be ruined.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice!
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Leinster are through to the Champions Cup final in Bilbao. But according to rugby experts, it was a stressful watch. I heard from pundit Donal Lennon, who described the action in great detail, until he was interrupted by an irate Johnny Sexton.
Well, Ian, Leinster are through to the final of the Champions Cup. Just about. I mean, Bilbao will be a sea of Heineken on the 23rd of May, but Jesus, they nearly gave their fans a heart attack on Saturday. Leinster had it in the bag. They were cruising to victory, yeah. But then in the last few minutes, they got all nervy and jittery. Sam Prendergast pushed over like a newborn calf there. Toulon in the corner, nearly beat them in, and you've got to question this Leinster team's mentality. I mean, we have to say it. And afterwards, their coach, Leo Cullen. I mean,
Sorry, Donald. Oh, Johnny Sexton's on. Hi, Johnny. How's it going?
Yeah, listen, sorry for interrupting the report there.
No problem.
We can't listen to any more of this. This kind of crap has to stop, to be honest with you.
What crap, Johnny?
This constant negativity about Leinster. You get through to the final, and people are giving out about the whole thing now, you know?
Nobody's giving
out.
Nobody's giving out. Who's giving out?
Your man. You have him on all the time. The old fella from Munster.
Donald.
Just dying to have a go. Nervy and jittery. It's as if they don't want us to win.
Now, hold on. Can I get in there again, Ian? I'm still on the side of the road here. That's going beyond the pen.
I can hear that.
Ian, shut up, old man, will you? It's true. You and your stupid moustache and your tweedy jackets from 1994. You'd love it if Bordeaux had beat us, wouldn't
you? Sorry, lads. Could you calm down a second there?
Well, Ian, I mean, I didn't do anything to deserve this, to be honest with you.
Ronan O'Gara's on the line. We're going to La Rochelle now. We're going global. Go ahead, Rog.
Yeah, how's it going, Ian? I was like, I'm flabbergasted to hear this. I don't know where this is coming from, Johnny.
What do you mean you don't know, Rog?
Well, I just think this is grossly unfair. Like, we're all Irish.
Look, Johnny. We all love Leinster. I'm sure Rog and Donal will be roaring Leinster on with all of their hearts. They love what Leinster's achieved as much as the next guy, and I don't think they'd like to see anything more than Leinster lifting the trophy in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, listen here, Ian, I think you've gone way over the line there now.
I agree with Rog, Ian. I think it's time for you to get back in your box.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
The freshly revamped RTE jingles have caused quite the controversy since their launch, and it's not dying down. I was lucky enough to catch up with the one and only Joe Duffy, who naturally has strong opinions on it all.
Ian, great to talk to you. Great to see everything going so well for Today FM and News Talk and the Bauer Media family in general. Go loud, wonderful. I love other radio stations. I've always loved talking about other radio stations.
I know, and you always did that, to be fair. You were always very fair about those kind of things.
Credit where credit is due, Ian.
Yeah, there seems to be uproar over these new jingles, Joe.
I know. People are saying they're terrible, they're awful, they're terrible. It's a disaster. They're coming up to me all the time. They're coming up in their droves, they're saying it to me. They're giving me the wink. They're looking at me. Have you heard the new imaging, the new zigzag, the new... The place seems to have fallen apart in the last 11 months or so. I don't know why that would have been, but I haven't even heard them.
I have the new one here. Like, this is the new live line team, right? So, you know. Okay, here, this is it, okay.
Sounds kind of like
Pictures at 11, NBC News, doesn't it?
It sounds like somebody from the European Parliament is going to come knocking on my door asking for something in Belgian or something, Dutch or something, double Dutch, I don't know. You couldn't summon up anything for that, Ian. Yeah. Anger is the necessity that you couldn't get. That's vanilla. Are you devastated? I was devastated before I heard the music. Now I just feel vanilla. Yeah. Nothing.
You feel nothing. Joe, just to show you, nothing. Here's the old one again, right? Now, this is, you know, the initial start of it, and then it goes into that amazing theme. Here we go.
Now your blood's running. The blood is up now. Now you're thinking, what'll I complain about? Even if you didn't have anything to complain about, you're suddenly up in arms about something. Your cheeks are flushed. You're ready to go. This is it. The hantavirus. Wash your hands. I can feel it already. I mean, just but the cruise ships. I mean, it's falling off me tongue. Go on. Ian, I'll leave you with that. I want to leave you with a good memory. Continued success on Today FM.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm very much in the Louise Cantillon is great. I say I'm going to listen to her every day. And I like him. I'm a Foley. The Foley is
Foley,
good.
Ray Foley. Fabulous. Thank you very much.
Egan is great as well. And Mark is great.
Yeah,
Mark,
fantastic. Brilliant. Well, listen, enjoy, thank Mark. You very Continued much, Joe. Enjoy the sunshine. Good luck.
Go on.
Okay, now listen, Eamon Dunphy's on the line as well. Eamon,
good morning.
Can you speak up a little bit there?
Yeah, sorry, Ian.
Sorry, it's okay. You're furious about the change of jingles, I believe.
Yes, I think this is a sad reflection of what's happening in society.
Right.
I think we used to have great sig tunes in this country.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Liveline. I'm thinking of men like Joe Duffy. I'm thinking of the Sunday Miscellany. I'm thinking about Liveline. And you look over at Britain.
Yeah.
A country in decline.
Yeah,
but they have great sig tunes. Match of the day, Untouched. The snooker music.
Yeah, go on.
The snooker music. Dun, 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 dun. Huh? Ski Sunday. Yeah. You felt like you were flying down a slope.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the way it went.
Yeah.
Because of the sig tune. You felt you were flying down a slope.
I suppose change is inevitable, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like these things happen.
Rubbish. We had great sig tunes in this country.
Right.
And we threw them away.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier, Derek. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
The Gay Byrne Show.
Gay Byrne.
Tico's tune.
Tico's.
That was a world-class sig tune.
Yeah.
And we threw it away. Look, I have it here. Just play it there, Ian. Just play Tico's tune.
Oh.
Look, you can see it already. There you are. You're waltzing around the kitchen. The kettle's boiling. You're thinking, Gay's coming on. Beautiful. Yeah? You're going to write a letter.
Yeah.
You're sitting down. You're looking out the window. The kids are in the Vauxhall GTX.
Well done. Well done.
The Mia Ferrari is broken down in the driveway, but it doesn't matter. Gabo's on. And he's coming up, and he's going to be on in a second. Now, you've played a little bit of a clip that was a bit longer than I thought. Because you've left me.
There's 2 minutes left on it.
No, you meant to go to the end. Because the whole end, there's not 2 minutes on this, is there? I can't keep going. Sorry.
Of course you can.
Charlie, I said 30 seconds. Yeah. There's no way I'm keeping going. There's a Mirafiori outside the front gate. There's a donkey outside.
Why don't you try and start the Mirafiori again there for a second?
Okay, Mirafiori. Mirafiore. It was a Fiat.
Yeah. Fiat, that's right, Tommy. Yeah.
Yeah, remember them? They always broke down. Fix it again, Tommy. I hope you're not sponsored by Fiat. Anyway, let's go. Right, here we go. He's coming up. He's going to go to the end.
There's a minute left. Okay, yeah.
This was the greatness of the sea tune. Oh, jeez.
It was, and it meant that it gave Gay the opportunity to be able to say to himself, okay, I need 2 minutes today, I need 1 minute today, and we're going to talk about that lady down in Carrickmacross or whatever, you know what I mean?
Now, I just want to get the thing straight here, Ian.
Yeah.
Are you going all the way to the end of this or not?
Absolutely.
Because I'm ready if you are, baby.
50 seconds left.
Well, this could be an Imro nomination in the making, Ian. I can feel it. I can feel another liquid lunch coming on for this one. This is beautiful. Tell Chris Doyle, champagne, baby. I want to be in Kickies. I want a 6-course meal, and I don't want any of your spaghetti muck.
30 seconds. Steak.
Yeah, none of this set menu rubbish.
Okay, we're coming to the end of the show, all right? Okay, here we go.
So this is what used to happen. The Mirafiori's outside the door. It's broken down. Kids are off in school. You're going to write a letter to Gay. There you are. You're in front of the window. You're looking out. The husband's gone. He's got his briefcase in his hand. And then it happens. All of a sudden, the magic moment that you've been waiting for since last night. Oh, Jesus. What the hell? Listen, here we go. Back of the net.
Anyway, listen, we were just doing that, building up to the fact that this is what the new one is like.
Charlie's fired. Now, listen to that. Do you hear that? That is the Glenn Whelan of sig tunes. That is substandard. That sig tune has a big arse, and you don't do anything with big arse sig tunes. Look, Ian, I'm disgusted. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That's pens. I've got 15 of them. I'm throwing them all across my desk. I'm ashamed of that sig tune.
Well, I hope you enjoy that. That is your lot for your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?